Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
So there's this new movie coming out on Netflix called Cuties. It's a French movie made by a French director whose name I'm not even going to pretend to try to pronounce. I will butcher it, but it doesn't matter. Just focus on the story, the actual movie itself. It already has a petition out, which I'll get to later. Petition calling for Netflix to take it down. I actually don't support this petition necessarily. Sure, it'd be great if Netflix would take it down, but they won't. I don't care if you can get 100,000, a million people to sign it. It's still going to be a very popular movie, and there's zero chance that they will take it down. Why? Because it unambiguously sexualizes 11-year-old girls. That's its shtick. That's what it does. It's about an 11-year-old girl who she finds apparently a crew of other 11-year-old girls who are in this dance club of some sort. This dance club is a twerking dance club. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with twerking is a dance. It's basically females, mostly females. There are some odd men that will do it as well, but mostly females who get into an extremely sexual position and move in extremely sexualized manners. I mean, it is supposed to essentially emulate sexual acts. That's what twerking is all about. Just ask Miley Cyrus. She famously likes to twerk everywhere she goes. But these girls are 11. This is on Netflix. And I saw the trailer. It's disgusting. I can already tell the movie's going to be disgusting. People will say, oh, but this is art. This is about, a description of the movie. It's about an 11-year-old girl who discovers this dance crew, and she's trying to understand her femininity or something to that effect. My goodness. This is fodder for child sexual predators. That's all it is. Okay, I don't care how much art you put into it. I don't care how much, you know, how compelling the story is, how amazing the acting is, or anything like that. This is fodder. This will be used by creeps, by freaks, by the mentally ill. I have to call them mentally ill, because otherwise it has to be just viewed as pure evil. And maybe it is. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's one or the other. I don't know. I don't have that type of mentality where I can never grasp how any children can be sexualized in any manner whatsoever. You know, there's, maybe I'm too normal, okay? I like adult women. I am an adult man. I like adult women. That's how I've always been. Well, as long as I've been an adult, at least. So no, I don't understand the appeal. But we know it exists, because we know there's crime. We know that child sex trafficking is rampant around the world. And movies like Cuties, which Netflix is going to be airing next month, it's movies like these that perpetuate, that aid in the, not just the sexual deviancy of these men and sometimes women, but also the need for them to emerge. You know, I think that I've never experienced deviant sexual desires. You know, nothing that would be considered, you know, outside of the norm of a regular adult male. But I know that there are people out there who obviously do. That's why child pornography exists. That's why child sex trafficking exists. It's the most hideous, disgusting. I mean, I want you to understand, I'm speaking in a low voice and trying to talk as calmly as possible, because this is one of those stories that just, it makes me want to get very upset. and not just at the sexual predators, also at Netflix, also at, you know, this director, and everybody behind this movie. They take these girls, 11-year-old girls, and they dress them up in skimpy outfits. They have them dance provocatively. You know, there's certain words that you should never be associated together, okay? And I know that this is going to be the appeal, or not necessarily the appeal, but the justification. You know, yeah, oh, maybe it's a little racy, but okay, so the word racy and 11-year-old, those two phrases should never be in the same sentence. There should not be anything racy about an 11-year-old. It's disgusting. And Netflix knows, this director knows, they can call it art all they want. They can call it an exploration of feminism all they want. But they would be absolutely bald-faced lying if they did not acknowledge that this movie is going to be fodder for depraved, evil, mentally ill sexual predators to do whatever they do. The moral degradation of society is ongoing. It is, things have been getting worse for years, decades, centuries perhaps. And maybe we had a time here in America where things were more stable, where depravity, immorality were held back, I guess, slowed. But the decadence in the last few decades, really since you can take it all the way back to the 60s, when our moral compass as a country has been all askew. Things that should not be acceptable have become acceptable in our society. And every time we think it can't get any worse, it gets worse. This is it, folks. This is it getting worse. Now, I mentioned earlier there's a petition to try to have it removed from Netflix. Whether that works or not, it won't work, okay? Because this is going to be a very popular movie. It's already getting talked about. I feel, you know, I actually debated. Maybe I should just not even talk about it. But then I thought, you know what? I have to, because this does not require action of a petition. We don't need to call on Netflix to take it down, because they will not. They won't. But there is action that we need to take. There is action that you need to take. If you're on Netflix, get off of it. Cancel it. I've long called for essentially boycotts of Hollywood. I know that it's challenging, especially in America, especially during the coronavirus lockdowns, especially at a time when streaming digital entertainment is so available. It's hard for many people to imagine, you know, what would life be without Hollywood? Now, I know a lot of people out there every time I post about this, people tell me, look, I haven't had a television in my house for years, or we don't have any streaming services. We watch the news and that's it. You know, I had one guy who basically, he wasn't really lambasting me. He was just saying, you know, you guys are calling for this. But you should be calling for the end of, and this is before all this recent kneeling stuff. He said, if you really want to go all out, then you shouldn't just call for people to cancel their Netflix or to not watch Hollywood movies or to be more careful about what they watch, which is essentially my stance, is to be very much more careful with what you watch. At least it was until this. You know, he was telling me that in an email, he said, look, it's all bad, all of it. Commercials are bad. Maybe not every commercial, but enough of them. Every show pushes things further to the left. One of the reasons that America, and really a good chunk of the Western world, one of the biggest reasons that this moral degradation has been increasing in speed, where the decline of our ethical values, our religious center, our principles, as a society, the reason that they have been degrading so quickly is because of what we do to entertain ourselves, what we watch, the fact that we watch television shows at all, the fact that we go to movies at all, or watch them or stream them or whatever. And sports, like I said, this was before this, all this kneeling stuff really became you know, before all the Black Lives Matter resurgence of 2020, he was telling me back then, sports, they're bad. You know, not every single athlete is bad, not every single coach or every single team owner, but as in general, they push the wrong message and they push people to focus on the wrong things. And I remember the email vividly because it actually did have an effect on me as far as, look, maybe I do need to spend even more time. And I do spend, I would say, an above average amount of time in my Bible. But maybe I need to be spending more time. And this isn't a religious call, by the way. Let me be clear, because I know I mentioned Bible and I can already hear critics saying, you know, this is a Bible-thumping argument. Look, even if I didn't, let's say I was completely secular. Let's say I had no faith whatsoever. I was just a generally moral guy, and I don't even know if that exists anymore, to be moral and, you know, I guess as moral as humans can be, which we are generally an immoral creatures. But if I were a moral secularist, let's say, I would still be completely against this because, again, we're talking about 11-year-old girls scantily dressed, moving provocatively, dancing in ways that adults shouldn't dance, like in public. Or, I mean, what they do in the privacy of their own home, fine. Okay, you want to dance like this, or even like at a strip club. I don't go to strip clubs. I don't agree with the existence of strip clubs. But at least if they're dancing this way in a strip club, it makes sense. It does not make any sense whatsoever. On Netflix, on any television, because again, this is fodder. This feeds the evil, hideous sexual predators out there. This gives them what they want, and it's legal. It's insane. So no, I'm not calling for Netflix to take down the movie or to not show the movie because they're going to, no matter what I do, no matter what we do. What we can and should do is to detach ourselves completely from Netflix. Even if they were to take this one down, what's the next one? And the next one? And the next one? There's got to be at least, 100 programs or movies or whatever, documentaries on Netflix right now that are completely and totally morally degraded. And when I say 100, maybe it's 1,000. I don't even know how many shows are on Netflix. But we have to cut it off. And the only way I don't suggest, I'm not saying that we have enough clout to be able to boycott Netflix and all of a sudden they're going to change their ways. This isn't a protest. I'm not saying boycott Netflix for protest. This is personal. I'm telling you, you should not support this evil. They're going to exist with or without us. We're not going to be able to change that. Too popular. Too ubiquitous. Too common. But what we can do is protect ourselves, protect our families, protect our children. And I'm not talking about protection. You know, people say, well, if you want protection, just don't watch it. And I won't. But that's not the type of protection I'm looking for. I'm looking for protection of my own personal moral compass, your personal moral compass. If you pay that subscription fee every month to Netflix, you're supporting this movie, Cuties. Think about that. Not watching it, but still paying them to be able to bring this pedophile fodder to pedophiles. You're participating. I'm participating. I've actually canceled Netflix twice. It's sad. I keep going back to it, and it is an addiction. Not a bad addiction, like drugs or anything like that, but I am addicted to entertainment. I like to sit down and watch. You know, my wife and I just started watching Criminal Minds on Netflix. Okay, there's like 15 seasons of it. It's like 300 episodes. It's insane. It's a good show. But it too has elements that I shouldn't be watching. We are, as a society, addicted to this type of entertainment. And I'm going to be taking the step to remove it from my life, my family's lives. not because we need protection per se, but because we can't support this crap any longer, and neither should you. Lord willing, I will be back in the near future with another episode. But in the meantime, please stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.